Oh, hopefully we can make it through this episode without as many bathroom breaks. This is the Padded Room Podcast. My name is Darian. I'm still here, you sons of bitches. Mm-hmm. Monica is back.
I'm still here, too.
Buddy is still in the house.
Yeah, we're alive. We made it past last week.
We just barely.
Yeah.
Well, I was feeling the 357 well into, like, Thursday and Friday.
Ooh, yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah.
I'm glad that's over with.
Oh, me too.
Woo!
Until the next one.
Yeah. Until somebody digs up some other fucking napalm to send me. That I have to put on potato chips and eat like a savage.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to try something else besides chips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what else are we going to eat? What? How about rice cakes?
It'd be a challenge by themselves.
That's right. See if you can choke those bastards
Maybe
down.
Maybe the little pizza rolls.
Oh, that'd be good.
Oh, yeah.
I have some of those. We could have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should try that next time.
Yeah.
That sounds like a plan.
Okay. Or, I don't know, raisins?
Raisins.
Yeah. Raisinettes. We got to get creative here, people.
Put it in a bowl and just like stir it around.
Think outside the box.
I was thinking after that challenge, I'm like, okay, I'm willing to do maybe a few little bugs.
Okay.
But nothing big.
I just don't want it to be alive.
No.
I've eaten live things before. It freaks me out.
Oh, I don't want to eat a Scorpio. A scorpion.
I know a Scorpio. I don't think she'd mind getting down with you at all.
Oh.
Hey now. Oh, boy. Monica, how was your week, babe?
Oh, it was terrible.
What happened to you?
Well, the pepper fucked me up all week.
Really? Hung out with you, huh?
Oh, my God.
Well, you okay? You got the burning clitoris again?
Yes, I did.
Woo! Next time, rubber gloves.
I don't think it's that.
What is it?
I'm seriously thinking, you know, when you go to the bathroom and it's coming out.
Right.
It just like trickles onto it.
Yeah. It must affect the whole area.
I didn't get that.
Like when you eat it and your tongue and then your lips get on fire.
Yeah.
I think it's the same thing.
I didn't get that on my penis. I can tell you that.
Yeah, like, didn't burn coming out.
No, I mean, I'll be honest.
It's just a little further away.
That's true. But to be honest with you, I didn't pass anything solid for... I don't think I have yet, to be honest with you.
Oh, my God. Been liquefied.
That is squirts in a bottle is what that is.
Sure.
Buddy, how was your week, homeboy?
Oh, week was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You just worked the whole goddamn week, didn't you?
Worked the whole damn
That's
week.
Not a good week, my friend. That's a bad week. Yeah. You need a day off in there.
Oh, well, I took Thursday off.
Oh, did you?
Or was it Thursday? Yeah, what day we do the challenge? Tuesday. So Wednesday. I took Wednesday off.
Oh,
yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, I was hurting.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. You hit that bottle like a goddamn savage.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to have to hose you down or something. He's going to spontaneously combust.
Yeah.
Oh, God. One quick thing before we get into the show here, boys and girls. We owe a big thank you to our friend Gene Turner.
Yeah.
He gave us a glowing review over on his YouTube channel. If you get a chance, inmates, check out Gene's movie reviews on YouTube. I make sure to post those to the Padded Room page every week when he puts them up there. Thanks a lot, Gene. You're a beautiful, balding man, my friend.
Yeah, thank you very much, Gene.
Yes, you are.
Monica's into beautiful, balding men. there, mister. I don't know if you're single or not, but you may have a problem.
You may have a stalker.
You just may. And by just may, I'm telling you, you have a fucking stalker. Oh, we got the usual shit show to get into here, kids. We got horror trivia. We got listener mail and some news. How about we start it off with a little horror news if we could?
Oh, yeah.
Horror news.
Monica, take us away.
So I don't have like really, really big news.
Okay.
But I'm super excited about this one.
All right.
So Jeff Goldblum is coming back to Jurassic Park.
Oh, cool. Oh.
Yay!
I got to get caught up on the Jurassic Park. So I'm assuming he's going to play Dr. Malcolm?
Yes.
The chaotician.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a mathematician. He's a chaotician.
Right.
I'm reading a book on chaos magic right now. God. It's fascinating stuff. Okay, so... Are we saying that the Chris Pratt movies are prequels or sequels to the originals?
Sequels.
Okay, so they take place after. Okay, after. All right. I haven't seen any of the Chris Pratt ones yet.
Oh,
there's only one, right?
Yeah, there's only one. Yeah. But it's super good.
Yeah, it's really good.
I did not like the third Jurassic Park movie. The one with the kid. It's like a 9-year-old kid gets left on the island.
Yeah.
But he survives for like 4 years. Fuck you.
I forget the dinosaurs. Name the really bad one from the first one.
The Tyrannosaurus Rex or the Velociraptor?
I can't remember. Those were the little guys, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's like 12 of them.
Yeah, no, this was the big guy.
That was the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Okay, he is. They kept him locked up, so he does appear in the
next one,
in the Chris Pratt movie.
I gotta get caught up on this.
Yeah.
I gotta
he's badass.
My son is really into dinosaurs right now.
Oh, he would love it.
I feel like if I show him this, it's gonna psychologically scar him.
No.
Are you kidding? When the fat guy gets eaten off the porta john,
they have nice dinosaurs on there too.
He was a lawyer. He deserved it.
Yeah. Right on, man. I'm gonna get caught up on those sooner or later.
And then my other one is, you guys know the comedian Mike Epps.
I do.
Yeah.
I like him. He is in the new Death Wish movie that is coming out December 31st of this year.
Very cool.
Is he going to be the Eli Roth movie.
The main guy?
No, Bruce Willis is.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
So there's going to be lots of killing in this movie.
I like that. I like the sound of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into that.
And then this one I'm kind of excited for,
okay. But
they haven't leaked any info yet, is the new Batman that's coming out in... October 5th, 2018, with Ben Affleck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this going to be like a standalone?
Because
I think Justice League is coming out before then, isn't it?
I'm not sure. They brought up that, but this one is like so under tight wraps. I was like trying to find out what the storyline is going to be, and there's nothing yet.
Okay.
So I've been Googling.
Okay, we're going to go around the room really quick. Favorite Batman, Monica, go.
Oh my God!
Come back to you, buddy.
Batman one.
I mean, which actor playing Batman?
Oh, Michael Keaton.
Okay.
Michael Keaton. Definitely.
I go Christian Bale.
I gotta go Christian Bale.
I don't like the Batman voice that he does.
Oh, see the voice.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm Batman. I don't know what that's all about. I like Michael Keaton too. He's a very subdued Batman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Christian Bale was too, I don't know. I like him, but too, like, arrogant-y.
I kind of feel like I might be able to take Michael Keaton in a fight, circa 1989. I'm talking about 2017 Darien versus 1989 Michael Keaton.
Oh, okay, you could take him,
I think I'd get beat down pretty good by Christian Bale, though. He had abs and stuff, you know?
Yeah, he did.
What other Batman? You got George Clooney. Mm-hmm. You got Val. I wasn't mad at Val Kilmer. I like Val Kilmer. Who else? Adam West, of course.
What's
everybody making fun of Adam West for?
Because that was like a joke.
Yeah. I know, that was silly. And now Ben Affleck. I wasn't furious with Ben Affleck as.
I don't think the movie was that good, but I'm still a Batman fan. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's terrible. Yeah, I think it got a lot more shit than it deserved. But it was fucking 3 hours long, too, man. Fuck.
Yeah, as long as they don't have Superman in this one,
it'll
be
Superman.
Good.
Yeah. Don't get me started, buddy.
All right, so Serbian film is getting an ultimate director's cut. News came out at Texas Frightmare this past weekend, and according to announcement, Spasojevic's journey into the bowels of depravity is going to have a new cut that will be 5 minutes longer. Apparently, there are over 60 hours of unreleased footage that will be cut into extended special features for the newly edited release.
Who wants to see that? You want to see another 5 minutes of kids getting diddled?
I was thinking. Did they put in the molestation part?
I don't need that. I don't need that in my life. And if any of you out there are excited for the extra 5 minutes of kid diddling, go ahead and find a different podcast, goddammit. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Chiller Network is a renewed slasher for a second season.
Oh.
I haven't seen the first season.
Me neither. I'm done with the Chiller Network.
Yeah.
When they put out something that's worth watching, and that includes that Siren movie, which I was psyched for.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't as bad as most of the shit movies they crank out, but I still was not happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Even with the weird tail in the butt thing.
Yeah. Hellboy 2 is actually going to be coming back out. And because remember, Guillermo del Toro said he wasn't going to do it. So
right.
Mike Mignola, creator of Hellboy, they're rebooting the franchise with Neil Marshall.
Right.
Yeah. And guess who's playing Hellboy?
Who's it going to be?
David Harbour.
Who the hell's that?
So from Stranger Things, the cop.
Oh, cool. I like him.
Yeah, I think he'll actually do all right.
Okay. The only problem I have with that is that he has a very, like, a dude voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's... Or maybe that was just his character.
It might have been.
But it seemed like when he's... I think he might be a little too chill for Hellboy. I don't know.
And this is going to be rated R.
I like that.
Yes.
I like that business.
Hell yeah.
Right on, man.
All right, that's all I got. What do you got?
A big middle finger for you, because you took three of my stories. That's what I got, you son of a bitch. Looks like trailers are up for Spike TV's The Mist series.
Ooh.
It doesn't look bad.
Yeah?
I got to tell you, it does not look bad.
Hmm.
It looks like, from what I gather from the trailers, it's going to take place while the events in the supermarket were going on.
Oh, okay.
So we're not going to see any of those characters, but mm-hmm. we're going to see what else was happening in that fucking town.
Oh, okay.
Very cool.
A lot of goddamn monsters in there, dudes.
Cool.
I bet.
Weird spider things.
Oh.
Those big monster fuckers.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Right on.
So I'm going to check it out. I'm going to reserve judgment on that. I noticed that when Stephen King adaptations go to network TV, I mean, there's some good ones, but... You need the blood and the tits in mm-hmm. there and the weird gay stuff. There's always some weird gay. I just finished It on Audible. A lot of gay stuff in there.
Huh.
So I don't think it's going to, and weird kid stuff too. I don't think that's going to make it to the show.
Right.
AT&T has just licensed and begun filming a Mr. Mercedes series, also a Stephen King adaptation.
Oh, I heard about this one.
I could be wrong, but I think this is the sequel to The Shining.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it picks up with Danny Torrance's character.
Oh, yeah. The son?
Yes.
Yeah.
Harry Treadway, set to star. You guys remember him?
No.
He played Dr. Frankenstein in Penny Dreadful.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
he played
cool.
the husband in Honeymoon. Remember Honeymoon?
I saw a picture of him earlier today.
Yeah. Oh, I'll check it out. I don't know what network it's going on.
Okay.
Other than AT&T.
Mm. All right.
I don't know if they have their own network or... what their problem is. I have three other stories, but you already heard them from Buddy. So, fuck you. So, we got into horror news, kids. Let's get ourselves into some listener mail, shall we?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Listener mail.
Mm-hmm. We got emails, we got voicemails, we got the whole kitten caboodle. Kitten caboodle? Kitten caboodle. Not a cumboodle.
Kit.
What is a caboodle, exactly?
Kit and caboodle.
All right, who gives a shit? I'm done talking about this. let's start it off with a brand new Patreon subscriber.
Woo!
Hey-o! Yeah. Who is this? It's Shelly, Ellen's fiance, Shelly McLeod.
Oh, very cool. Thank you, Shelly. Awesome.
Shelly, you're a beautiful young lady. Oh, wow. She's given us quite a bit, too. Shelly is in the $10 tier. She's going to get herself access to the bonus video, the bonus audio. We owe her a sticker, and she's going to pick next month's running theme.
Oh, cool.
Thank you very much, Shelly. That's a beautiful thing you're doing for us there.
Next month or the month after?
Did we have Cake Wolf?
Isn't he?
We're doing Cake Wolf right now. Italian.
Tony?
No, Tony didn't give us enough.
Oh, okay.
Tony just got himself a sticker. And to be honest with you, I'm kind of glad he didn't. Because if he ramps it up and gets to pick a monthly theme, we're in trouble, dude. You think Eric Roberts' month was bad? Tony's going to fuck us right in the ass. Thank you very much, Shelly. That's awesome, babe.
Thank you so much.
And thank everybody else, too.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Jim, Sharon, Crackhouse Matt, Cake Wolf, Crease, Tony, RCB. For the first time ever, we're actually operating in the black.
Yeah.
That's something. That's pretty something awesome. Most podcasts aren't doing. So thank you guys very much. Shelly, get me your mailing address. I owe you a sticker. And let us know what kind of movies you want to do next month. Let's see who we got next here. Oh, speaking of Tony, here he is.
All right.
Subject line, that did not look like a broken dick. I don't know. I don't know what he's going for here.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I hope this isn't a food challenge. Right? Greetings, Padded Room. Tony here again. Let's start this thing off with a list of movies that you should not watch at work. Number one, Antichrist. Yeah, that's a bad one. You guys seen Antichrist?
Yeah,
you made us watch it.
I made us watch it?
Yeah, we had to watch it for immersion therapy.
No, I think that was an Irma Gersh.
Oh, was there?
I'm gonna blame Irma Gersh because he's not here. Holy cow, I did not know what I was getting into. This is a crazy movie, but I must say my one problem with the movie is that she smashed the guy's erect penis with a block of wood, then jerks him. I've seen a broken penis.
That's not good. Hopefully it wasn't his own.
Yeah, I hope not. Well, actually, I don't even want to know now that I think about it. It doesn't look like that. Needless to say, I was squirming in the break room and could not tell anyone why. Also watched Train to Busan finally. Great movie. Didn't cry. I felt the emotion at the part where one should cry, but no tears. That just confirms what I already believed, that Tony is a fucking psychopath. We already knew that, Tony. You're fine. I also watched The Road. I've watched it multiple times and have read the book as well. The movie is pretty true to the book as much as a movie can be. I hate Charlize Theron in this movie. She is weak and selfish. The one part I miss from the book that isn't in the movie is the baby eating scene. I don't think we needed that.
Whoa.
But I can see how cooking a newborn infant over a campfire might be a little too much. You're fucking ain't right.
Oh, my God.
You're fucking ain't right. I haven't read the book, but I've heard about that particular part.
Yeah.
I don't need that shit.
I've seen actual pictures of that on Rotten.com.
Don't go to Rotten.com.
I don't think it exists anymore.
I hope. Oh, really? Yeah. There was some gnarly scenes of motorcycle accidents on Rotten.com. Yeah. Finally, I watched Suspiria. It's really good, and I hope the remake does it justice. The dog biting scene is really campy, but other than that, it's good times. That's a lot of maggots.
Yeah. Yep.
By the way, my favorite movie soundtrack is probably Halloween, but I listen to way more than anything else is Freddy vs. Jason. That's a good one, too. I got that one. Until next time, Tony. Thanks for writing in, Tom.
Thanks, Tony.
next, we got the old... Crease.
What's going on, Crease?
Crease is in the house.
Yeah. It's been a while, huh?
Yeah, it has.
2 weeks or something?
Subject line, I got boner earrings.
Oh.
I'm noticing a theme here.
Yeah, right?
In this week's listener mail. A lot of broken cock talk.
Right?
I don't know if I'm into it, to be honest with you.
It's not that kind of podcast.
Yeah. It's a family show, you people. I felt it was important for you all to know that right away. Gray fox penis bones, to be exact. Looking through my old notes, most of this is irrelevant. Jeremy Sisto will always be the man with perfect hands for May. Yeah.
I love him in that movie.
He's pretty good in May.
Oh.
I wonder if his that were those his hands, you think? Because we got like a lot of scenes of just his hands.
Yeah, I think
probably he's got some big old
and his
muttons.
Forearm. Yeah,
yeah. She's like rubbing his hands. Oh, ooh. You got great hands. Oh. You're weird. as a nerd, not a jock, I will not talk your ear off about CrossFit unless I know that you even lift. Grace Zabrinsky should be most known from her role in Twin Peaks. Who is... Somebody look up Grace Zabrinsky real quick. I feel like we probably saw her in a movie not too long ago. One Missed Call is the amazing film where you get a voicemail from yourself with the moment you die. It rules.
Cool.
All right. In the original Ring movies, you can bypass it by making a copy and making someone watch it. Not a new thing, kind of where we get the title. Because you're kind of creating a ring? Is that what you're doing? I don't know.
How do you spell her last name?
Kreese has it as Zabrinski. Or if you want to look up Twin Peaks, I'm sure she's in there somewhere.
Oh, I fucking hate her!
Who is that?
She used to be the bitch on Big Love.
Oh, yeah.
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 She's a...
She was also in Wild at Heart, another David Lynch movie. And she gets nailed in that one, and it is not cool.
I don't want to see that.
Don't remember if there's any nudity, but you don't want it one way or the other.
I just seen her, too, like last week.
In the original, we already read that. Is Monica from Don't Blink?
No.
No, damn it. Hmm. I feel like I've seen the movie she's from, but it may not be that great. I suggested The Shining, but it wasn't that either. So you got us this week, Monica.
Buddy's going to hate himself after.
That means it's a movie that you're into.
I know, and I was thinking The Shining.
The Shining too?
You guys are in the right area.
Yes, no.
Oh, wait a minute.
Blizzard.
Okay, don't say another one. I think, okay.
I'm sorry, I forgot my clue book this
week. Okay, no, just hold on. If nobody gets it at the end of the listener mail, then I think I got it. I think I just got it. God damn it. Also, Get Out is an excellent thriller. I fucking loved it, though it made me feel a tad racist for feeling free to talk back in the theater with a mostly black audience. I'm not touching that one, Chris.
Nope.
I'll be posting some of my Crypticon haul in the patient room, which will include a review of El Gigante, the comic from Luchagor Productions.
Very cool.
That lady is smoking hot. Look her up. She is.
Is she?
Yeah. Check out a movie called Mexico Barbaro, I believe. Mexican anthology horror. Great show. If I'm not mistaken, Kreese, didn't we meet her? Wasn't she at Crypticon last year? I think we met her. Screaming hot, either way.
Oh, yeah, you did, because you were talking about her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the same chick that Kreese is talking about, though. But that chick is screaming hot, so there's that. That was it on the emails. Let's take a look at some voicemails. Here comes Alan. Been a while, Alan.
Yeah.
Come on,
Alan.
He gets a haircut and he forgets who his friends are.
Padded Room, what's up?
What's up,
Alan? It's been a minute.
It has.
I hope everybody's doing well. I hope Monica got her car stuff set up. Fixed up. Buddy sounds like he's having a hell of a time. Darian, man, try to get some sleep.
I'm working on it.
Anyway, I don't have a clue who Miss Monica is. Cemetery Man's a badass movie.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else? Shit. Jesse Bollinger was a funny-ass clue. thanks for the compliments about my hair, my fancy new hairdo.
You look good.
Let's see. Pterodome Picks.
Oh.
How about Pazuzu and Singles? Because I think he's been in more than one Exorcist movie.
He has.
And for teams, how about the Ghostbusters? If I can't have them, then Singles, give me the Tall Man if he hadn't been taken, and in teams, the 30 Days of Night Vampires if they haven't been taken.
Okay.
That's all I got. Y'all have a good one. Bye.
Okay.
Damn it, Alan.
Fuck. All right, we're going to have to put the Ghostbusters to a vote. All in favor of Ghostbusters in the Terradome? You're overruled, Alan. No Ghostbusters, man. So I'm going to give you Pazuzu and the 30 Days of Night Vampires. I'm going to have a hell of a time coming up with something for Pazuzu. I can tell you that right now. Okay, yeah. Very cool.
Who is that?
Pazuzu? That's the demon, in The Exorcist.
Yeah. Oh, that fucker.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have a hell of a time with that. I should also mention that we're about 3 weeks away from this season, this year's Terradome.
Woo, get your picks in.
So you got to get your picks in, inmates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, time's running out.
Yeah.
It's going to go fast.
You know who we haven't heard from in a while? Is Axel.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I made the mistake of turning him on to the last podcast on the left.
Oh, wow.
Bye-bye, Axel. Bye-bye. He doesn't have time for us anymore. I don't blame him. That's a great show. That was Alan. Here comes one Gracie's Poppy. We should mention, inmates, that GP did also eat the 357. He sent us the video.
Yeah.
Our video is presently up at the Patreon page. In the $10 tier, I'm going to drop it down to YouTube probably in a week or so we can all see it. And enjoy us watching us get our assholes blown out.
Put cameras in the toilet.
Oh, you don't want that. Oh, God. You don't want that, dude. That is a trip to Best Buy to get my camera fixed. Seems you've melted the lens somehow. Did you put it in a furnace or something?
GP.
Hey, GP.
So I fulfilled my promise.
You did.
And I took that 357 Mad Dog fucking challenge. I won't make that mistake again.
You're a champion.
Oh, my God.
It's bad, right?
I survived, like you guys did. I did, however, have a Miss Monica moment.
Uh-oh. You touched your penis.
I did that, right out of work. As soon as I got home, I grabbed her. I said, let's get this over with. I did it, and then I went up to take my shower. Now, I washed my hands, twice.
That's afterwards, not, yeah.
And no. Then I took my shower. I had some burning going on in some very sensitive areas.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit, man.
I'm going to get some rubber gloves.
I'm going to give a shout for who's Miss Monica. That's good, Miss Monica. I'm going to say Storm of the Century.
Is that it?
That was
it.
That's not what I was going to say.
Speaking of that 357, that Magnum thing, Bad Dog, buddy, my God, he's a beast. He took the first time, and he's sweating and goes off it. But then he's like, fuck if I'm going with this thing. He starts chipping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buddy, you're a beast.
Thanks.
Also, that nun tongue last week, I swear to God, you were sitting on that waiting for that to come in, but you pounced on like a vampire passing on a bloody tampon. Jesus fucking Christ. But none of your business. Yeah, whatever. let's see, I did not do the immersion therapy out of the road. I've seen it already. Good, but very fucking depressing.
Yeah,
and I have I'm going to have a surgery coming up in the next three or four weeks, and I'm depressed enough as it is about it. I didn't see anything to drive me over the head, so I just skipped it. Let's see, you did a meat hook, though. Top three horror sounds. Alright, I did two of them. Because you guys were going more for the actual music. Lyrics and all that.
Yeah.
I'm more of an instrumental.
Okay.
I like the sound, the scores and all that.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna do. I like the music. So I'm gonna do both. I did for the more rocking ones. Number three would be Trick or Treat, Fastway.
Cool.
Number two would be The Crow. Number one would be Crow City Evangelists. I'm going to get back to you because I'm about to be GP.
Yes, you are.
I didn't even think of The Crow.
Yeah, I forgot about that one. Yeah. That was the movie soundtrack.
I put that one on mine. I struggle with that one, though, because I don't really feel like The Crow is a horror movie per se. I feel like it has horror elements, but it's more of an action movie, if you ask me. A lot of people disagree with me. It's fine.
You think? I would think more supernatural.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there is that. Almost, it's almost got like a superhero, like a brooding, you know, because he can't be killed. And he's taking revenge and bringing justice, so. GP called back. I wonder how Sarah's doing.
Right?
She took a little bit of that sauce herself.
Yeah, she dabbed into
it. I heard her. I heard the coughing and the wheezing and the screaming. Hope she, Sarah, if you're listening, I hope you're doing fine, babe.
Yeah, I wonder how that thing, I like that. Preemptive cutting off. I cut her off before she got a chance to cut me off. I go!
You did it.
All right, so I did the music one, now I mean the rocking one, now right. Now I'm going to instrumental one. And this one's kind of hard for me.
Okay.
Because I actually have a, I have a playlist on Spotify called In a Halloween Mood.
Cool.
With tons of, like, horror theme music and the soundtrack and all that shit.
Nice.
And just to pick three of it is like, kind of tough. But I'm going to go, and they're going to all be all John Carpenter ones.
Okay.
Number three would be Halloween 3, Season of Witch.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Two would be The Fog.
Oh,
and number one, of course, would be for me the original Halloween.
Yeah.
But there are like tons of others. I mean, I sleep that. I put that playlist on. It goes on for like, I think, if you listen to it continuously, but you can't really, because it goes over 24 hours. It's like about 1,000 songs on there. And I love them all.
Cool.
But,
very cool.
I mean, they also have like the Psycho soundtrack, which is fucking awesome. Day of the Dead, which is fucking awesome. All this other stuff, like Nox Arcana and Midnight Syndicate. I just love them all, man. It gets me through my day. Or actually my night, because like I said, just, I do sleep type music. I have a little speaker under my pillow. Pisses my wife off, but she leaves the TV on, so that pisses me off, so we cancel each other out.
I leave the TV on, too.
I'm babbling enough for now, and I will talk to you all later.
Bye-bye. That's cool, man. I love that.
Yeah.
I love Midnight Syndicate. You guys ever listen to them?
Uh-uh.
It's cool. They do, like, concept albums. One of my favorites is called Mansion in the Mist. And it's like, they play it at a lot of haunted attractions.
Uh-huh.
It's like you're basically walking from room to room in this haunted mansion. And it's all instrumentals, but it's like, this room is like creaky and old, and then the next room there's like a piano, so there's a lot of piano music.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That is good times. Wow. That is all we have on the listener mail. All
right.
Do you guys have anything for GP, Tony, Alan, Shelley, Kreese, or anybody else?
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much. Very much for writing in. And Shelley, make sure you get me your address. I got to send you a sticker and let us know what we're doing next month, movie wise. And thank you for your donation, Sweet Pea. Mm. You're a beautiful person.
Absolutely.
In the meantime, we got a movie to talk about with you.
Oh, yeah.
It's useless to try and explain it to you. You wouldn't understand. It all seems so absurd.
Little Suspiria, baby. 1977, written and directed by Dario Argento. This one stars Jessica Harper, Stefania Cassini, and Favia Bucci. Got 7.5 stars.
Yeah.
On IMDb. I think that's better than all of Eric Roberts' month put together.
Right?
Yes.
If you add up all the stars.
Stars-wise, I believe so, yes. It's a pretty good show, man. This is the first of the three Mothers trilogies. There's two sequels to this. Second one is Inferno. The third one is Mother of Tears. Basically, what you find out is that Helena Marcos had two sisters, and they're both like primordial witches, and they're trying to bring about the end of the world. Mm. And, well, yeah, shit gets weird from there. Third one almost succeeds. So this one starts off. We're in Germany, and we have a young lady getting off an airplane from New York. And she is there because she is going to be attending a very prestigious dance school of dance, I suppose, ballet school.
Mm-hmm.
She gets off the plane, and it's already rainy and stormy as shit.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, and she gets in a cab, and she's got to get to Eisenstein. Eisenschweizer. Schneisenfreisen.
Sunvisor.
She's got to get over there. Apparently, it's a ways away from the airport.
Yeah.
That's where the school is. They should be expecting her that night. It's like 10 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
About 11 by the time she gets to the school in this torrential downpour that's going on.
That's gnarly.
Yeah. She gets to the school. She knocks on the door. And as she's knocking on the door, she's ringing the buzzer. She's ringing the buzzer. Another young lady comes out of the door. And this lady is freaked out. She's like yelling at somebody, but you can't really make out what she's saying because there's a crazy storm going on. And then she just goes hauling ass out of there, like down the street yeah. and into the fucking woods.
That was weird.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the door closes before the American can get in there. We meet this young lady. Her name is Susie Banyan,
mm-hmm.
is the American. Who the chick is that just hauled ass out of there, we have no idea yet. So Susie can't get into the school that she's supposed to be attending that night. It was 11 o'clock at night. She rings the bell again, and the voice comes on, and she's like, "We don't know you. Go away. Get out of here." She's like, "But I'm supposed to be." "No, you go away." It reminded me of that scene in Revenge of the Nerds. Remember when they were all looking for a new place to live?
Oh, yeah.
And Booger knocked on the one door, and like the guy was peeping through his mail slot. He's like, "No room here. You go away now." And he's like, "But I would like." "No, you go away." Well, yeah. Okay, bye. Go away now. So that's fun. she's now stranded for the night, pretty much. She gets back in the cab, and she's like, "Well, take me back to town. I'll stay in a hotel or something." As she's driving back to town in the back of the cab, she sees that crazy lady that just ran out of the school. Like, I want to say running through the woods, but she wasn't really running. She was kind of like doing like a weird speed saunter, I gathered. She's like, I don't know, I thought maybe she was drunk or something. But she's like, she's not really running. She's just kind of...
It was weird.
She like, was la... What's that
frolicking?
Word? Frolicking? No, la-la gagging.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what... Maybe that's what they do in Germany.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, she passes her. She's like running down the side of the road in the woods. All right. Now, from there, we're actually going to stick with the young lady that just ran away.
Mm-hmm.
She runs through... Well, saunters through the woods. And gets to the town where she has a friend that has an apartment there. Gets to her friend's apartment, knocks on the door. She's like, "I had to leave the school. It was crazy. There's too much going on. I can't be there. They're going to throw me out anyway." And her friend is kind of like a, I don't know. She struck me as like the frivolous type. She's like, "Okay, stay here as long as you want, as long as you don't mind the couch." And she's like, "Don't worry. I'm leaving tomorrow. I have to get out of here." The architecture of this apartment building is fucking bizarre. There's like landings that go out over the lobby, I guess, and then she has like a window that opens up to the roof, but it's just like a root, like a weird roof garden out there or some shit.
Yeah.
You can get out there and walk around
because
mm-hmm. there's like clotheslines and stuff. But, and then, like, overlooking the lobby is this weird glass, like, stained glass window
mm-hmm.
that apparently isn't a skylight. It just goes to, like, some interior lights. So you could actually walk around on top of the stained glass window, although you probably shouldn't.
Probably
shouldn't. It's a little bit of a safety issue. It's a bizarre fucking building is what it is. She's like, okay, well, get comfortable here in the dry yourself off in the bathroom. I'm going to go hang out in the living room. So while the chick that ran away, we find out her name is Pat. Pat's there drying off in the bathroom. She keeps looking out the window, the weirdo window that opens up to the roof. She's like looking out there, and she's like, oh, there's something out there looking at me. And this is where we get a guest appearance by Jody from the Amityville Horror, because we just get the two cat eyes looking back in her, back at her.
Mm-hmm.
So either pervy neighbor, Jody from the Amityville Horror, or something else entirely. Whatever it is, it like punches through the window, and it's got like a weird gangly hairy arm, and it like reaches around and grabs her by the back of the head, and then like presses her face against the other window.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She's like, let me go, I can't hear her. And then it just crashes her through that window.
It's quite a hairy arm.
It was a very hairy arm. Yeah. Let me tell you something. My father-in-law has the hairiest arms ever. And he loves wearing, like, tank tops. It's gross. I'm going to take a vacuum to him one of these days. Like, smashes her through that window. And then just immediately with the stabby, stab, 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 stab. Now she's, like, out on that weird roof landing area. She like staggers around while whoever this hairy arm individual is keeps stabbing her. But then she falls down and she's immediately on the stained glass window that overlooks the lobby.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but we didn't get to see, I guess, how do you explain it from one angle? There was really nobody there.
Right. All you see is like a hand and a knife and a stab, stab, stab. Mm-hmm. And then she like staggers around and it looks like she's alone. And then more stabby, stab, stab.
Right.
And then she falls down. And apparently she staggered all the way around to wherever the stained glass window was. Because that obviously wasn't outside.
Yeah.
So she may have just, like, got the first stabby, stab, stab. And she was like, that really hurt, but I got to get out of here. And then walked over to, I don't fucking know. This is a bizarre building is what it is.
Uh-huh.
Needless to say, the roommate or the chick that she was shacking up with, here's all the commotion, and she's like, hey, let me in there. Oh, fuck, I can't get in. So she goes and just starts banging on random doors, like, oh, my God, my friend is being murdered, and we got to help her. Apparently, everybody in this apartment building is either a really heavy sleeper or they didn't like that chick all that much to begin with, because they all ignore her. She goes pretty much door to door all through the building and ends up back in the lobby. Just as Pat gets her the last round of stabby stabs on the stained glass window. At this point, we don't get to see who the killer is, other than hairy arms and hands. The killer takes like a clothesline and wraps it around her waist. And then again with the stabby stab, and now the stained glass window is starting to creak and crack. First, her head goes through, like it breaks through.
Uh-huh.
Just as her friend is walking into the lobby, she's like, oh, shit, there's my friend. Well, there's her head coming through the window, and then the whole window just shatters and, like, showers the whole lobby area in glass. The clothesline catches on Pat as she's, like, plummeting down to the lobby and cinches around her neck just before she hits the ground. She's, like, 3 inches off the ground.
Uh-huh.
So hangs her, snaps her neck. She's already been stabbed to death. She's already dead. Mm-hmm. And then the camera slowly pans over, and we see that her slutty friend got killed also in the weird shrapnel explosion from the stained glass window. Hey, you just killed two skanks for the price of one. We're having a special on dead chicks here in Germany. So that's pretty gnarly, man. That's like your first 5 minutes of the movie. Now we cut to the next day. We're back at the school. We see the piano player rolling up. This is a blind guy. He's got a service dog. He gets there, and I guess he has to leave the dog outside.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of, I don't think.
Poor dog.
Well, yeah, I mean, but how's he going to get around if he can't without his dog inside? I don't know. This is a weird school, man. They got, first off, it's a co-ed school, so you got dude ballet dancers there, too.
Yeah.
Hairy armpits and their super tight spandex.
I was waiting for John Travolta to show up.
I'll take some Travolta. Don't act like you're not turned on, Monica.
No, I was thinking about what you said, and I could have sworn when she was taking the girl upstairs, what did the teacher lady say something like, we don't actually dance here because we just assume you guys are all great dancers?
Yeah.
I was like, what?
I think what she meant was like they don't do like basic dance classes. They just go straight to the advanced stuff.
Okay.
That would be my opinion.
Just assume you're good.
Yeah. So yeah. There's that. Susie rolls up and she's like, hey, man, I was here last night when I was supposed to be and nobody let me in a fucking door. So what's up with that? And we meet Miss Tanner. She is like the head dance instructor there. She looks just like the Reverend Kane from Poltergeist, but with like a German accent. Oh. Right? And she's got like a constant smile just all the time. Yeah. Oh, I hate everybody!
Oh! Reminds me of Nurse Ratchet from a
little bit.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah. I feel like if Ilsa the She-Wolf of the SS didn't get killed in the concentration camp, she would grow up to be Miss Tanner, except not nearly as hot. Ilsa was hot. She's like, hello, I am Miss Tanner. You were supposed to be here last night. And Susie's like, yeah, I was here last night. And I don't know, nobody fucking let me in, you jackass.
Mm-hmm.
As they're having this conversation, she's like, oh, I'm very sorry about that. I'll show you around. She walks her around the room a little bit. This fucking dance school, dude. It struck me as a very bizarre combination of a high-end brothel and like a cheap Chinese restaurant, just like the interior decor.
Yeah.
It is weird. It is a very weird place. Like crushed velvet wallpaper and then like really audacious gold fucking dragon looking things on the walls. Weird, weird place, man. It looked cool. I'd hang out there if it was like a bar or something.
Oh, yeah.
I'd chill there. I'd chill out there. She's showing around. We got to meet the, she's like the head administrator, another older lady by the name of Mrs. Han, I believe. Mrs. Han can't talk long because she's actually in the process of being questioned by the police about Pat's death the previous night. She's like, oh, okay, well, good to meet you, Susie Bennion. I think I knew your aunt. I just have to tell you that we don't have a room for you yet, so we've arranged for you to stay with one of our other students out in town. It's $50 a week. We're just going to deduct that from your fee. I guess they're paying these chicks to do this, which is, all right, whatever. And so I have to go back and finish getting questioned by the police now. So she takes off and goes back to talking to the cops. As Miss Tanner and Susie are walking away, she's like, you'll have to excuse her. One of our students went missing last night and was found murdered this morning. And she's like, oh, that's crazy. As they're walking up the stairs, she overhears Miss Han talking to the police, and Susie's like, oh, I was here about 11 o'clock last night, and I saw somebody run out of the freaking front door and just go hauling ass into the woods there. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, well, what did she look like? And she's like, blonde hair, you know, wearing a trench coat or whatever, doing a weird saunter thing through the woods like a fucking maniac. Like, yep, that was her. So, I don't know, did you see anything else? And she's like, no, it was stormy. She said something as she was leaving, but I couldn't hear it because of the storm. Right on. From there, we take Susie upstairs, and we meet the rest of her class. I'm not very well versed with the workings of a ballet class, but I assume this is fairly accurate. Chicks are... I thought it would be more like Black Swan. You guys ever see that movie?
No. With Natalie
Portman? Natalie Portman and Winona Ryder, where they're like super cunty to each other and like plotting each other's demise all the time because... this one's better than me, so I got to get rid of her.
I think they do that in real life.
That's what I'm assuming. I don't think it was as rosy as this one turned out to be.
Right.
She gets in there. She meets all of her classmates. There's a couple other Americans in there. She meets her soon-to-be roommate, a young lady by the name of Olga. Olga was pretty hot,
I thought. Yeah, she was.
I mean, for being a... ballet dancers don't really have bodies. They're just they're just like super athletic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Very flexible.
Yeah. Which I'm not, I mean...
I'm pro-flexible,
but I don't like chicks that I can count their ribs. You know what I'm saying? That's nasty. I don't like that. Ice skaters, same thing. I don't like that.
And they usually have bunions on their feet, too.
I didn't even think of that, dude. What do their toes look like? They got to do the when they're up on their very tippy toes?
Right.
They must be fucked up.
I'm sure they do. They got like weird pterodactyl feet or some shit. It's nasty. You don't want it. We meet Olga. Olga's kind of like the bully of the class, but in a very cheeky, fun kind of way. She's like, what was her name? Susie, huh? Yeah. Oh, we have a Sarah, too.
Yeah.
people that have names that start with S are usually snakes. Some vicious bullying going on here at the
simmer down there.
Eisenschweizen school. It's fine. Everything's cool. So Susie borrows some shoes from the other girl and goes on with her classes for the day. Mm-hmm. After that, we cut to Olga's apartment that night. Olga and Susie are actually getting along pretty well. We meet one of the male dancers, a dude by the name of Mark. He shows up and he's got like a tray of food for Susie. So, I kind of felt like Mark and Susie may have hooked up if things didn't get as fucked up as they did.
Mm-hmm.
Excluding the fact that Mark was obviously gay. From there,
right?
I mean, kind of hard to get you out of fucking ballet school, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you if I actually went to a ballet school and took it seriously, I would be slaying ass. All over the place. I bet you those ballet chicks are fucking horny as shit. And if I could provide a hard penis for them, being the only straight guy in the house, I'd be nailing them all. I'm going off on a bizarre tangent right now.
They'd probably be saying, please work that grape off that I just ate.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll be like, right this way there, Svetlana, get in here.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, enough about me. That's cool. Now we cut to the next day. Susie's getting ready for class again. She's getting like a weird vibe from this school and everybody in it, especially Miss Tanner with her red skull face. She's coming out of one of her classes and she sees like an overweight housemaid type of lady polishing some brass fixtures. You know, mm-hmm. in a weird move, she like catches a glimmer off the brass fixture and like immediately gets super faint and woozy and like is having a hard time staying on her feet. She tries to sally forth anyway and goes to her next class with Miss Tanner. Miss Tanner's mm-hmm. running like ballet drills. I don't know what the fuck, like pirouette spin moves or whatever those are. And Susie's really starting to get out of it at this point. She's like, Miss Tanner, I can't. I'm too weak. I feel really lightheaded right now.
Yeah, she looked like she was going to pass out right then.
It looked like she had some Mad Dog 357. That's exactly what we looked like a week ago. Miss Tanner's like, no, you have to spin and twirl and do with the steps here. And Susie's trying, but then she just eventually collapses, mm-hmm. and she immediately gets like a gnarly nosebleed and blood coming out of her mouth.
Yeah.
So they stop the practice. They get Susie into a room there at the school. In a very convenient twist, Olga sends all of Susie's things and refunds her $50 for staying at her place for the one night. So that's cool. Now Susie's set up at the school, even though she didn't want to. She wanted to stay with Olga.
Mm-hmm.
Susie's now set up at the school. We get to meet a weird doctor character shows up. He's like, oh, you had a hemorrhage from stress or something. I'm giving you 2 days bed rest. You got to stay in bed for 2 days. Drink some wine because that builds the blood, quote unquote. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Yeah.
And here's an injection of random stuff that I'm going to stick you with. It's going to make you feel better in no time. So Susie's still out of it. She's like, oh, fucking. Okay, all that sounds great. Can you get out of here so I can go back to sleep, please? That's pretty cool. So Susie's feeling better. We find out like later that night she wakes up and we find out the young lady in the room right next to her is her friend Sarah. Sarah's also an American. Sarah is already like kind of, she's been there a little bit longer than Susie and she's like, hey man, there is some weird shit going on in this place. They stuck you in Pat's room. Pat was the chick that just hauled ass out of here the other night. And now you're here and that's kind of weird. So I'll fill you in later. I got to get ready for supper. Supper's at like 7. Mm-hmm. And if you're late for supper, it's your ass. So she takes off. Susie is actually having her food delivered to her room because she's not supposed to get out of bed. Every time she eats, though, she gets really woozy and goes back to sleep. That's cool. So Sarah goes off to supper. Susie eats the food, gets woozy, and passes out again. Sarah comes back up. Susie wakes up for a minute to talk to Sarah, and then something really weird happens. It basically just starts raining maggots all throughout the building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're like getting in everybody's hair and clothes and shit. And it's not just.
That's so gross.
That's nasty, dude. It's not just Susie's room, it's the entire, everybody is out in the hallways like freaking out because there's maggots coming out of the fucking ceiling.
Yeah.
Well, a ton, like thousands of them.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Tanner grabs Mark and she's like, we are going to get to the bottom of this. We go to the attic. So they go walking.
Yeah, didn't face her at all.
No, she's like she was expecting it.
Yeah.
They go marching up to the attic and Miss Tanner's like traipsing around and they find a trunk where all the maggots are coming out of. They open up the trunk, and I have no idea what they found in there. What do you guys think?
I couldn't make that out.
Me neither.
I wasn't sure if it was like a dead animal or...
I have no idea. It looked like a bunch of junk to me, just covered in maggots. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
I'll say dead guy. I'll go with dead guy.
Okay.
It was big enough trunk, you could probably fit a dead guy in there. So that's gross. Got a bunch of crap in there. Everybody's freaked out now because their rooms are swarmed with maggots. So Miss Han wakes up, the administrator, and she's like, okay, ladies, obviously we're going to have the building fumigated in the morning. Until then, we are going to set up this weird dormitory area here in the dance hall. So they like rope off a bunch of they basically build like a squad bay in the main dance hall.
Yeah.
And they rope it off with sheets so that the teachers are sleeping on one side and the students are on the other. And there's another character that we haven't met yet, known only as the directress, who apparently owns this building. She is supposed to be like abroad somewhere doing some top secret dance missions or whatever.
Hmm.
So they get everybody set up there in the squad bay dance hall area. And it's kind of like a cool little sleepover. All the girls are gossiping and reading magazines and stuff. They turn the lights out. And by turn the lights out, I mean switch to infrared, I guess. Like they leave one giant red light on.
That was so weird.
I thought it was cool. I'd sleep in there.
Yeah.
It's like a weird disco thing all of a sudden. Kind of cool. But the way this scene is shot, it's like all the lighting is on the teacher's side. Mm-hmm. So all we can see from the teacher's side is silhouettes of people moving around and getting ready for bed and shit. I guess we fast forward like an hour later and Susie wakes Sarah up and Sarah's like, do you hear that? There's crazy snoring and wheezing coming from over there. That's the directress. She's back in town. And Susie's like, what are you talking about? She's supposed to be on top secret dance missions. And she's like, no, she came once when I first got here and I could hear her snoring and coughing and wheezing. That's totally her right on the other side of the sheet there. And Susie's like, oh, well, be honest with you, it sounded a lot like Chuck in San Francisco. Susie's like, oh, well, that's great. I wish she'd shut the fuck up. I'm trying to sleep here. And that's pretty much it for that day. Now we cut to the next day, next morning, actually. The blind guy shows up to play the piano, puts his dog outside, and walks in like he always does. And Mrs. Han has her nephew there, who is one of the creepiest kids I've seen in a long time. He's got like a weird little sailor outfit on. He's probably 8 or 9, I'd say.
Yeah.
And he's got like a very Children of the Damned look about him, I'd say.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Him and the fat lady that were polishing the brass like start advancing on the dog. Dog's a big German shepherd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a service animal.
Mm-hmm.
They start advancing on the dog in a weird way with like a crazy look in their eyes.
Yeah.
And then we just hear like a bunch of barking and yipping and screaming and stuff. Cut to upstairs. The blind guy's playing the piano while the chicks are dancing and fluttering around him. Mrs. Tanner walks up and she's like, stop it! Stop, stop, stop! And she basically grabs the blind guy, fires him on the spot, and berates him in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, takes his cane and throws it. And he's like, you get out of here! You get that mangy beast out of here! He took a bite out of Mrs. Han's nephew! How dare you! And he's like, I'm fucking blind, bitch. What do you want me to do here? Crazy? So he's like, good. I hated working here anyway, fuckers. So I guess he just somehow manages to feel his way down to the front door and gets his dog and takes off. All right. Everybody's like, wow, that Miss Tanner's a real bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Bullying blind people, for Christ's sake.
Put that on your resume.
Yeah. Doesn't play well with handicapped.
No.
Jeez.
Mm.
Good thing they didn't put the dog to sleep.
Yeah, that would have pissed me off.
Yeah.
Now we cut to that night. We've got a very weird situation going on where we see the blind guy. He's like out bar hopping. And did you guys see that weird Lederhosen dance they were doing where they were like slapping each other?
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. I'd like to try that. I mean,
okay.
I don't want to wear that clothes, but I want to do the slap dance thing where they're backhanding each other and whack. Okay. It looked like fun. It looked like fun.
Isn't that the same one Chevy Chase did in Vacation?
Except they were like putting each other in headlocks. Yeah, bashing each other in the face. The blind guy's out bar hopping, listening to the weird Lederhosen dance, and we follow him. He's like, I think he got kicked out of the bar. Because somebody just came and got him and, like, walked him to the door, him and his dog. He's walking home, and he gets to this weird open courtyard area where there's, like, a bunch of buildings around, but a giant open space. And he gets the feeling that he's being followed, so he stops. And then we cut to, like, POV camera mode, and we get the idea that there's, like, some kind of a flying creature, like, buzzing around him. And then, basically, it, like, swoops in at him, and the dog starts barking. And then it swoops in at him again, and then basically we just see his throat open up, and he gets his throat slit and falls down, and then the dog immediately starts eating him, which I think is fucked up. I'd be honest with you, I think he was having sex with the dog, and the dog was like, he's dead. Wow. He's fucking dead, and I've had it. I've been taking it in the rump from this guy. I'm going to eat his ass.
Oh, goodness.
It happens. You know, you get lonely. So that's nasty. Now we cut to the next morning, and now news gets back to the school, and all the girls are all up in arms. Oh, my God, his dog killed him. And they think his dog freaked out and killed him. All right, that's pretty crazy. Susie's still on bed rest, so she hasn't been back to class yet. Mm-hmm. Sarah finishes her class, and she, like, camps out in Susie's room. She starts telling her about all the weird shit that's going on about around there. Basically, what we find out is that the teachers usually leave around 9:30. Mm-hmm. And she's like got it figured out because she can hear them walking to the door and then leaving. But Susie is sort of coherent at this point. She's like, no, I hear it too, but they're not walking to the door because the door is to the right. They get close to the door, but then they hang a left and go somewhere else. Okay, that's pretty creepy. I don't know where they're going, but whatever. Now, something we find out here is that Pat, the chick that was in Susie's room, was, like, keeping a record of all the weird shit that's going on at the school. She has, like, newspaper clippings and, like, a diary of all the craziness mm-hmm. and all the weird happenings. And she left that with Susie, Sarah, before she left. So Susie and Sarah go down to the pool and go for a little dip in the pool and have like a super secret conversation. We find out that Sarah has a friend that's in town. I think he was a psychiatrist or something. His name was Dr. Frank something or other.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to get with him and bring him abreast of all the weird stuff. And I think Sarah was thinking about getting out of there because she's about had enough of this shit. So Susie's like, okay, great. You go back up to the room, and I'll be up in a second, and we'll go over all of Pat's notes. Very cool. Sarah gets up there first. She starts looking for Pat's notes, and they're all gone all of a sudden. She's like, oh, what the fuck is this? And now we got some really creepy shit going on because Susie comes up. She's like, hey, how about those notes? Oh, never mind. I'm too tired. And she just kind of collapses in bed because she just ate all the weird food that they keep bringing her. So Sarah's like, hey, wake up, wake up. What do you know about witches? Do you know anything about witches? And Sarah's like, I don't fucking know anything about witches.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see, because Sarah is in Susie's room, we see the light go on in Sarah's room. So somebody's poking around in Sarah's room, and it's without Sarah's knowledge. They're looking for Sarah. So Sarah's freaked out. She like hides under the bed, under Susie's bed. Whoever it is comes into Susie's room and is like going through Susie's things. While Sarah's under the bed. Sarah gets up, but she gets up a little too early, and whoever it is spots Sarah and starts chasing her around. She basically runs down the hall. She gets into another room. Whoever it is takes out like an old school shaving razor and starts trying to jimmy the lock to get in to get at Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah climbs through like a window, and for some reason we have a barbed wire pit.
Yeah.
And like a weird weapons room with all weird medieval weaponry. I don't know why you need that at a dance school. But, well, I mean, I guess it makes sense in the end, but here's a fucking barbed wire pit. She stumbles through the barbed wire, gets herself tangled up pretty good.
Yeah.
And she gets a lot of scrapes and abrasions, and she's trying to crawl through the barbed wire. And she almost makes it to the other side of the pit, and then out of nowhere, a hand comes out and slits her throat with that, that shaving razor. Shit. Sarah's now out of the equation. From there, we cut to the next morning. Susie wakes up, and she's like, hey, where's Sarah? And she starts talking to Miss Tanner, and Miss Tanner's like, oh, she just packed her shit and left last night.
Yeah.
And then Mark comes out, and he's like, yeah, I heard her. She packed her stuff and walked down the hall, and then
drove off.
I heard a car out there, too. Now, Susie's like, this is fucking bullshit. I don't think so. So Susie tracks down Sarah's friend, the psychiatrist, played by a very young Udo Kier. What do you think, Monica? Young Udo Kier?
Oh, yeah, I like him.
With the beady blue eyes?
Yeah, I like him.
Ooh. Anytime you need a creepy German,
yeah,
that's the guy to go to. He was a handsome devil in his younger days, though.
Yeah, tracks down. He was creepy then, too.
You think so?
Yeah, he had that creepy vibe.
I just keep seeing him as Dracula and Frankenstein in those Andy Warhol movies. She tracks him down. She's like, hey, man, did you hear from Sarah? And he's like, no, I was supposed to meet her for lunch today. And she's like, well, she just took off all of a sudden, and she was really panicked last night when I talked to her, so I think something weird is going on. So she arranges to meet with Frank, Dr. Frank, at the convention that he's attending. She goes there, she sits down with him, and he's like, yeah, I've heard from Sarah. She's on this weird witch thing. She thinks there's witches, and she's always asking me about witches. And Susie's like, yeah, well, what do you know? She was hit me with some weird witch stuff last night, too. What do you know about witches? And he's like, I don't know anything about witches. I'm a fucking psychiatrist.
Right.
Let me get my old man friend over here. He's going to tell you all about it. So basically, he calls his professor colleague over, and we find out a little bit about the local mythos of the area and how witches fit into that. Turns out there was a very powerful witch there at one time by the name of, what was it? Helena Marquez or something like that.
Something like that.
That sounds right.
Helena, I want to say Helena Marquez. I know I'm wrong, though. And she was burned at the stake, but she founded a coven of witches before she was, and everybody believes that she's dead, but the coven may still exist, and witchcraft is real, and it's all around us. We just don't call it witchcraft anymore. We call it other things, and there's a long diatribe about witches and how they're real and all that shit. So Sarah's like, oh, great. So I am... okay, apparently Sarah got caught up in this shit, and now she took off because it freaked her out. That's what we're going with. So she goes back to the school. Now she's starting to get a little put off by everything because she's trying to remember what Pat said right before she ran out the door into the storm. She's kind of like walking around. She gets another tray of the weird food. This time she just dumps it all down the toilet. She's like, fuck this. Every time I eat this, I get all fucking weird, and I pass out. So she dumps it down the toilet, and then she opens the bathroom window, and she's immediately attacked by a ridiculous-looking bat.
Yeah.
It looked like one of those wind-up toys.
Yeah, it did. It was funny.
Yeah, it was all right. Bat flies in and, like, attacks her, and then she throws a towel over it and, like, smashes it with a stool.
Yeah.
That was a fucking tenacious bat, I'll give you that. The bat wasn't had no quit in it whatsoever. She's like, well, that was fucking weird, wasn't it? Just opened a window for 2 seconds and I got a bat in here.
Yeah, you got the name right.
Was it? Uh-huh. Helena Marquez?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Nice. She's like, oh, that was fucking bizarre. So she goes walking out in the hallway. I think she wanted to tell somebody about this weird bat attack. And suddenly the school is completely deserted. She's like, where is everybody? And the only person there is that big fat... I don't know, caretaker later, and lady, and she's like, Miss Tanner got tickets to the theater. They all went. And she's like, well, thanks a lot for inviting me, you fucking bitches. But now she's got the entire school to herself, so that's cool. So she's thinking, okay, I'm going to get to the bottom of this witchy business. I'm going to go down there, and then when I hear the teacher's footsteps leave, they go to the left. So I'm going to go down to by the front door, and then I'm going to start walking to the left and see where that takes me. So she does that. She goes downstairs. She starts walking to the left. She finds, like, a weird service entrance, which leads down to, like, the caretaker's quarters. That's where the two fat ladies are, and they're, like, sharpening knives and, I guess, telling each other's jokes or something in Russian. has to sneak past them, finds another entrance into like the directress's study, I guess it is. She gets in there. She starts looking around. This is a very weird building, and all the offices are fucking crazy because they all have like these giant mosaic paintings
mm-hmm.
with like weird doorways and staircases, and you don't know what's real and what's just a goddamn painting.
Right.
So she gets in there, and there's this weird fucking mural on the wall, and then she starts thinking about what Pat said or what she thinks she might have said before she left. And it had something to do with turning the blue tulip or something like that.
Something like that.
I know your secret, turn the blue tulip or something. So she's looking around and she sees like a picture of a tulip on a wall mm-hmm. or like a metal plate with a tulip on it. And she takes it and turns it, opens up a secret passage.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. So now she goes walking down there and she basically stumbles onto Mrs. Tanner, Mrs. Han, that creepy fucking kid, that big butler guy mm-hmm. with the jacked up teeth. And they're all like sitting around and Mrs. Han is like, "We need to kill the American. She's too nosy and she needs to be disappeared. Now, kill her now. Bring her illness." As they're saying this, Susie starts to get like really ill all of a sudden. Susie's like hiding in this weird armoire type of situation. Mm-hmm. So she's like, "Fuck this. I'm out of here. They're making me sick by talking about me." So she like goes staggering out into the hallway there and finds another room. This is like she stumbled onto the directress's bedchamber, I guess.
Yeah.
Because she's got like a weird canopy bed, and all we can see is a silhouette of that same individual with the coughing and the wheezing and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
She starts with the coughing and wheezing, and Susie walks in, and she's like, "Oh, the American, I've been expecting you." And Susie like picks up a knife, and she's like, "I don't know where I am." And she's like, "I'm going to kill you." So Susie grabs the knife, and she's like, the weird fucking laugh slash cough slash snore thing. It's like, "Oh, you're going to kill me. You're going to kill Elena Marquez." She's like, "You're going to kill the living dead." And then like a weird door panel opens up, and dead Sarah is over there, and she's all fucked up looking, and she's got a knife too.
Yeah.
So apparently... Helena Marquez reanimated Sarah, and now dead Sarah is stalking after Susie with the knife.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy as shit. Susie's like, "Oh, fuck, there's a zombie, Sarah zombie coming at me." She pulls back the canopy bed, and the bed is empty. But there's a storm going on outside, so there's like all these lightning flashes,
mm-hmm.
and she can like see the light reflecting off of somebody sitting in the bed.
Right,
so
like
she
an outline.
Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm. So she just takes the knife and just shoves it where somebody might be,
yeah.
and ends up clipping Helena Marquez right in the neck
yeah.
and killing her. And then once that happens, all the other witches, Miss Tanner, Miss Han, the two fat ladies, they all just fall down and start holding their heads.
Mm-hmm.
And then Susie's like, "I'm getting the fuck out of this place right now."
Right.
So she goes hauling ass out of there, and then somehow the whole school catches on fire.
Right.
And that's pretty much the end of your movie. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think of Suspiria?
I liked it.
I loved it. Monica is not happy.
It was okay. Like I said, I really liked the music in the
music
movie.
Music is great. All the music was done by Dario Argento's band, Goblin.
Yeah, right. I saw that. That was pretty cool.
That's a badass band right there.
It was just a little slow for me.
It got off to a great start with the two chicks getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got a whole lot of Scooby-Doo action.
Yeah.
A lot of what the fuck is really going on here action.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I found out it's a crate full of rotten vegetables that were in the attic.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's kind of anticlimactic.
Right.
I at least wanted a dead dog or something.
Yeah.
I've had a rocket scientist or anything, but they think the maggots came from this crate.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so if the crate is in one spot, how did the maggots just venture to all the area of the top?
They got the word out to their buddies. Okay. They put a chain email out to all their maggot friends. "We got some bad veggies up here in the attic, boys.
Line them up.
Like get in here. Watch out for the holy ceiling."
Okay.
I liked it a lot. This is the Helena Marquez was the mother. There's three mothers. It's the Three Mothers trilogy: Mother of Sighs, Mother of Woes, and Mother of Tears. Helena Marquez was a mother of sighs. The follow-up to this was Inferno. That takes place with the mother of woes in New York. And then it finishes up with the Mother of Tears, I believe, in Rome.
Okay. Yeah.
Very cool.
So if you want to check out the whole trilogy, Inmates, that's the route you want to go. I liked it a lot. I like the weird color schemes of this movie.
It was kind of good with the music.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And like the weird flashes of shit going on and the crazy storms.
That's why I wonder about the remake. I mean, if they're going to do all that kind of stuff or...
They have the potential to piss everybody off if they fuck it up.
I just really can't think of a witch movie that, besides The Autopsy, I can't think of a really good witch movie that scared me or creeped me out.
Yeah. I'd have to ponder that. I mean, Autopsy of Jane Doe is pretty fucking good. Sorry, we just spoiled that for you, buddy. As a witch.
Oh, sorry. Well, you still have to see it, buddy.
Yeah. It's pretty badass.
It's going to happen.
I'll have to ponder that, man. I mean, this is probably, in my opinion, this is probably about as good as it gets as far as witches goes. American Horror Story Coven was great. That's a whole other thing of witches.
Though. Oh, yeah.
That's a different side of it. I liked it. I love me some Suspiria. I love most of Dario Argento's stuff. The stuff he's putting out now,
not so much.
That shitty Dracula thing. All right, kids, let's take us a little break. We'll come back with some other goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Just cleans the shoulder soon enough with much of it. Hey, inmates. If you like what you hear, head over to the Padded Room Facebook group and support us through the patron link with a small monthly donation. Check out the T-Villain link at paddedroom.podbean.com and grab some t-shirts. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
And we are back.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah.
At this point, it's impossible for you to win the trivia challenge.
Okay.
I hate to break that to you. But I'm having fun with it, so we're going to keep doing it anyway.
Yeah. Glad you guys are.
It's time for the Padded Room Trivia Challenge.
Padded Room Trivia Challenge.
As alluded to last week, this week's theme is going to be ghost movies. As usual, I have five film titles here in front of me. I'm going to drop clues to the title. First one to get it gets the point. Most points gets the round. Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Mm-hmm. Monica?
Ready.
Number one.
Ghost.
No.
Oh.
to be clear, ghost is not on the list. Penis. The Chowder Society. Greg Wasson.
Oh, God.
Fred Astaire.
Oh, the Ghost Story.
Monica.
Where did the penis part come in?
At the very beginning, when Greg Wasson falls out of the building.
Oh,
and
okay.
He joined the club of elite gentlemen who have a smaller penis than me.
Got it.
It's a small club. It's really just him and Cillian Murphy. Number two, Chicago. The Rolling Stones. Guitar? Dig.
Oh, God.
Hypnosis. Kevin Bacon.
Oh, Stir of Echoes. Oh, my God.
Monica, again.
That freaking hot chest of his in that movie. God. Oh, and that sex scene.
That sex scene. Why can't I get woken up with a handy? Just once, I would love for somebody, anybody, to wake me up with a handy. Number three, Pacific Northwest.
The Others.
No, that was in England.
Oh, okay.
Wishing Well. No, really just a well.
Ring?
Yes, buddy! Buddy! Oh, this could be a good
one. Wow.
This could be a good one.
I actually didn't think it was that one.
It's 2-1, Monica. It's still anyone's game. Number four, Internet.
Oh.
Pulse.
Monica. I would have taken Cairo on that one too. Number five, Ghetto.
Tales from the Hood?
No.
Oh.
Bees.
Candyman.
Monica with the win. Wow. 4-1, Monica. Sorry, buddy. I'm going to do it with you if it makes you feel any better. You're going to have to do the Sprite banana challenge. We'll do it the week before the Terra Dome starts. And that's going right to the Patreon link. All right.
And you know what? I'll take a banana and stick it in the hot sauce and eat it.
Wow.
Whoa. Just to be a trooper for okay. You, buddy.
Wow. Okay. Well, I was just going to do the Sprite challenge.
Well, I'm supporting Buddy in a different way.
Okay.
He's going to be vomiting.
Yeah, I don't want any more of that hot sauce. I was going to say, maybe I'll do... If I put the banana in the hot sauce and then drink the Sprite, I should still throw up. But then I'm going to get the hot sauce on the
banana. Yeah.
I'll just do the Sprite.
It'll
That's
probably
fine.
Go in your eyes,
Oh,
too.
God. Oh. You're terrible. All right, inmates, that was a trivia challenge. Monica wins again. Shocking. let's get into what are you looking at, shall we?
Oh, boy.
I got a few things to talk about.
What are you looking at?
I just got a few things real quick. Anthropophagus, I believe. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Cakewolf sent me a link to this movie. He was like, hey, this might be good for Italian month. Basically what it is a few couples on vacation in Greece go to a deserted, what they think is like a small village island to check out the sights. Turns out it's deserted. And the reason why is because one guy has gone cannibalistic and basically eaten everybody in the entire village.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly.
Is it a newer or older movie?
It's 1980.
Oh.
The guy that plays the cannibal is batshit crazy.
Oh, must He's be
like,
good.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's pretty schlocky with the gore, but like some of the kills are pretty gnarly. Not if you're in the mood for Italian, it's not bad. You might check that out. A Dark Song from 2016. This one's not bad either. Basically, what you have is a young lady that has lost her son, and now she wants to use magic to get revenge on the people that killed him. And so she's hired this really doofus guy proclaiming himself to be a wizard, and they've secluded themselves in this big English estate, and he's going to walk her through all these rituals and stuff. And you kind of think there's a twist coming, because at one point she alludes that what she wants is vengeance, and the people that killed her son did so as some sort of occult ritual. So I was thinking that it was going to turn out that the wizard guy was one of the killers, and she just wanted to get him alone in the mansion.
Oh.
But it was not to be, so threw me for a loop. It's a pretty good show. I wasn't mad at it. Sick Nurses from 2007. Yeah. I watched this one again.
Yeah.
Some pretty hot Asian young ladies in
yeah,
this one.
Buddy, you should check it out.
It's definitely worth the while. Unfortunately, none of them get naked. And the ghost action is pretty... It's basically this ghost is loose in a hospital and she's taking out the nursing staff because they all had something to do with her death. And there's a weird love triangle with one of the doctors.
And a crazy twist, buddy.
Yeah.
You won't even see it coming.
Yeah, it's pretty wacky. The ending is pretty wacky. Like, oh, right. Fuck me. It's used to be a dude?
Yeah.
Didn't see that happen. Lastly, One of Us from 2017. This is a handful of boring right here.
Okay.
Basically, you have a investigative reporter joins a hippie commune, what she thinks is like a hippie commune, because her college friend was there and she disappeared. And basically what you find out is that the dude running the hippie compound is drugging all the young ladies there to keep them complacent.
Mm.
And, it's pretty fucking boring. I mean, there's a whole lot of Scooby action. I was expecting, like, some hot girl-on-girl action. Was not to be. It was not to be.
Okay.
So, that's all I'm looking at, Monica. What do you got?
Boy, I got a lot.
Let's hear it.
Oh, wow.
I'm psyched.
So, I watched The Pact 1 and 2.
Oh, cool. What'd you think of those?
I liked the first one, but the second one was... silly, you say, silly.
It was. I wasn't mad at the first one. I just kind of felt like it was a poor man's Lovely Molly in a weird way. Except that you actually, it wasn't, well, you had the ghost, but then you had the killer too.
Yeah.
Which you didn't really have in Lovely Molly. It's fine. It's not a bad show.
Yeah, it's okay. I really liked this one, The Secrets of Emily Blair.
I started that.
Yes.
How did you? I never finished it though. What did you think?
You know, it's no Michael King, but right. I really enjoyed it.
Right on. Yeah, it's another possession movie.
Yes. Very cool. Yeah. It was really good. The Demon Works was pretty good on there.
Nice.
Of course, The Road. I got to binge watch this movie or show on Netflix called Girl Boss.
Girl Boss.
I've seen the thumbnail for that. How is that? It's like a comedy, yeah?
Yeah, I really liked it.
Right on.
It turned out to be pretty good. One night, I was really bored, so I watched 50 Shades Darker.
Oh, no. Did you see the first one?
Yes.
What did you think of it? What?
I like part two better.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
It wasn't as crazy, as stupid as...
Can you beat off to it?
To part two?
Either one.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can. If you're a man and you're watching it, I think you would get ideas and be like, I wonder if my wife will.
I already.
No.
I've already exhausted that. Those options.
I tried watching I'm the Pretty Thing That Lives Inside.
Oh, God.
I fell asleep at work.
It took me like 6 tries to get all the way through it. The first time I was like, oh, this is cool. It's really atmospheric. And then nothing fucking happens.
Yeah, wow. I finally stopped it.
Yeah,
I was
dude.
Like, okay, I got to get to work.
That
now.
Is a rough one.
I watched Bottom of the World.
What is that?
God, this is one of those fucking crazy movies. So a couple, they're just driving along and they're trying to get to LA. And all of a sudden, there's like a preacher on TV that like gets into their head. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, as soon as they try to leave the town they're in, she gets sick, like violently sick. And she's like, I can't leave. I know that man. And then the next thing you know is she disappears. The dude wakes up and he's got like a brand new life. But he's like, what happened to my girlfriend that I was going to LA with? And she's like his next door neighbor. It's just, yeah, a stupid mind fucking movie.
All right. Great.
Ghost in the Shell.
Hmm. Oh, the new one with Scarlett Johansson.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
Yeah. You know, I liked it. I really didn't want to watch it.
Why'd you watch it?
I was like so against it because she used to be like my lesbian obsession.
Oh,
and then I just got mad at her for a while.
Did she date Evan Peters or something?
No, I just was like, what's wrong with her? It's just kind of weird.
She get nude in it?
Actually, at the beginning, you just see the outline of her.
Oh, if you want to see her naked,
under the skin,
check out Under the Skin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can pull one right off to that one.
Well, you know
that's
who
a dark movie, too.
Yeah, it is.
I was surprised to see full on naked was Personal Shopper, Kristen Stewart.
Really? She gets naked in it?
Yeah, she pretty much just has a G-string on.
Hey.
The movie is not good.
It's about a personal shopper?
Yeah, she's a personal shopper, but she's also a medium, and she's stuck in Paris.
Well, I'm sold.
Because her brother died there, so she's hoping to make contact with her brother.
Okay.
She wants a sign to know she can actually move on with her life.
Okay.
So, yeah, it just takes a ridiculous
twist. That's what it
sounds
like. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I started watching Night of the Wild Boar also.
Wow.
Oh, that was horrible. I had to stop
it. Sounds
great. I'm like, what the fuck?
Was it a wild boar?
But they're pretty boring.
Yeah, there was just lots of people running in the woods, and I think it was in Spanish. I don't even know. I was just like, what the fuck am I watching?
killer pig movie.
Yeah, and that's all I watched.
Buddy, you get to watch anything.
Yeah.
You took Thursday
all right.
off.
I know.
You lazy sack of shit.
Yeah. Independence Day 2, finally saw that
one. Oh, right on.
Yeah.
That
was actually pretty good.
You like that?
Yeah.
Better than the first one?
Yeah. No.
No?
No.
But the alien in the second one was really badass.
Cool.
At the very end.
Oh.
Right on.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. One episode of Supernaturals, and then Yurosuke Doji, Legend of the Overfield.
Oh, yeah. That oh, cartoon
my.
I gave you. What'd you think of that shit?
That's pretty crazy. No words for that one.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
If you're into cartoon hardcore pornography, that would be a good place to start.
Yeah.
Or if you want to see some tentacle rape.
Yeah.
There you go. Mm. Or if you just want to see a giant cock take over a city. It's got something for everybody, really.
Yeah.
Alrighty, that's what we're looking
at.
Yeah, right. Inmates, we'd love to hear what you watched this week. By all means, get a hold of us. The mental health hotline is area code 775-387-0275. Get us on the regular old email at thepaddedroom2011@hotmail.com. In the meantime, let's talk a little immersion therapy.
Mm-hmm.
As much of a bummer as this is.
Ah!
Immersion Therapy.
I felt no need to watch this movie again. I've seen it before. It's just a fucking downer, dude.
Yeah, it reminded me of Walking Dead. No, Walking Dead, but without the zombies.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I could see a whole TV series just take off on this.
Well, at least The Walking Dead has like a sense of community to it, you know?
Yeah.
This is just this guy and his kid and fuck all.
Heading to the West.
Yeah. Papa, Papa. I was getting so mad every time he was saying that. Papa, Papa.
Especially at the end when he dies.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. Mm-hmm. It's just... If you're having like too good of a day and you feel you need to bring yourself down a little, this would be a good place to start.
I didn't like that one scene, really fucked me up a little, where the people were down in the basement to get killed.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me of, like Walking Dead. I was like, I can see some shit going on like that.
What's even shittier is he's like, well, gotta go, locks them back in and takes off.
Yeah, I would have let them out. Yeah, fuck. Well, that way they could have had a distraction to get out of there. But he played a wimp dad, I think.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron was kind of bitchy, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, peace out now, y'all.
See ya.
Thanks.
Yeah, what a bitch.
God. Yeah, we had to break up your piano. Get over it.
Yeah.
It's another one of those great movies that I only need to watch once, I'd say. And I think the same goes for pretty much anything by Cormac MacArthur, except possibly No Country for Old Men was a pretty good show.
Hmm.
That one we watched that was directed by James Franco with Irma Gersh, I think it was called Child of God or something like that. Remember that? He finds the dead chick, and then he takes her home and starts nailing her.
Oh, that was weird.
Yeah, but it was the same thing.
Oh, same guy?
Yeah, Cormac MacArthur.
Oh.
Hmm. Yeah, buddy. give us a little something upbeat this week, will you?
Okay, how about a zombie film?
I love it.
All right, so let's check out 2015's The Resort. It is written by Paul Gerstenberger. And directed by Steve Barker, it stars Dougray Scott, Jessica DeGou, and Martin McCann.
Jessica DeGou, huh?
Yeah. The gal.
Very cool. Check that shit out, inmates. We'll do the same next week and get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, though, we got to educate one Miss Monica.
Educating Miss Monica.
Yeah. GP nailed you with Storm of the Century.
Yes, yeah. He did.
What I was going to say, if nobody else got it, was Misery.
Oh, no, God. I already did Misery.
Did you? Oh, yeah, yeah. You did.
I guess that one.
Shit. Well, you know, I started writing it for the thing, and then I sat there and I was like, oh, there's a blizzard outside. And then I rewatched Storm of the Century. Oh, my God, 4 hours.
Yeah, that's another Stephen King opus.
Mm-hmm. But it's a good movie.
It is. No, it's really good.
Creepy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right on, kid. Who might you be this week?
Oh, this one I'm super excited for. Just another day in the woods on a training mission. Who would have thought? Now night falls upon us and there is nowhere to run and hide. Great, another government experiment gone wrong. They are going to tear us into pieces.
That's a layup. That's a layup.
For you.
Yes.
Because you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of my forte right there.
But he's like, what?
Right on. Think about that, inmates. If you want the answer, let me know. I'll hook you up. I'm willing to bet that somebody else out there already has it. All right, let's put her to bed with a little werewolf. Put her,
He's stuttering now.
Company of Wolves.
So I did a guest spot on Rez Zombie 7 a couple nights ago.
Oh, very cool.
Always have a good time with those guys. I think you're doing one on Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. After the show, I was hanging with Ron and Jessica, and we got to talking, and one thing led to another, and we're going to do a Disney marathon in a couple years.
Oh.
Assuming everybody holds up their end of the bargain, which I'm sure they will.
So you just sit around and watch a bunch of Disney movies?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. And then I'm going to shoot myself in the face. Apparently, I didn't know they do this, but like apparently they mm-hmm. have full marathons at the Disney theme parks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That should be a lot of fun. I don't know. I guess we'll probably have to go to the Florida one, right? Disney World?
One of our local radio shows,
yeah?
They did the chick on it.
Yeah?
She went to the one in California and did it there.
Oh, cool.
Uh-huh.
That'll be cool. I'm psyched for that. It'll be something to do.
How many miles is that?
Well, there's a full, a half, a 10K, and a 5K available.
Oh, okay.
I'll do whatever they want me to do. I don't care. Marathons aren't much to me. If they're not feeling it, we'll probably end up doing like a half marathon. 13.
I didn't take them for runners.
They're not.
Oh.
13 miles. But we're not. We're looking at like 2 years ahead to do this.
2 years to get into the group.
What we should do is start talking shit about them. So like get them all fired up. We'll have like a padded room versus Rez Zombie 7 runoff.
Oh.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not a dickhead. Anyway, it's kind of cool. I hope this, I'm looking forward to this. I hope this whole thing comes together. My wife is going to join us also. She's going to run. Ron Martin and his wife Leah are going to be running. I don't think Jessica physically can run.
Uh-huh.
She's got problems that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. So we'll see how that goes. You guys, of course, are welcome to join us. We're talking like 2 years in the future.
Right.
So if you're into it, you don't have to run, but you can come be my cheerleaders. Bring your pom-poms, and then we'll go on throw-up rides for the rest of the day.
I'll have to wheel him in the wheelchair because he'll be intoxicated.
Probably.
Before you guys get to the finish line.
Right on. I think that's about going to do us for the week. You guys got anything else on this week?
No, thanks, everybody.
Yeah. Right on. Yeah, of course. Thank you very much for listening and participating. If you feel like it, you could always like, comment, subscribe over at iTunes. That helps us out a lot.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends, of course. The Patreon link is up. We've got a cool little reward system for you over there. Go to patreon.com/paddedroompod. Or you can find anything you need to know about us at paddedroom.podbean.com. We also have an Amazon link and a TVillain link if you feel like doing some shopping. In the meantime, join us next week for Black Sunday, staying here in Italian month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And before that, for the Padded Room Podcast, Monica, Buddy, and all the inmates, I'm afraid visiting hours are over.
Bye.
Enjoy your week. The truth and the day was a drug for the first time.